This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We're going to talk with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier about a list that he has assembled, the 100 most influential and most important, in other words, the 100 greatest country music artists of all time. And I know it's going to be in your column on Sunday, Doug, but we're excited, to maybe get a sneak preview, and we thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Phil, as usual.
Now, you said that this is the first time a list like this has been gotten right. You say you got it right. Why do you say you got it right?
Well, I think that one of the unique things about the kind of journalism, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been out of the closet since just after Christmas. And one of the things I've learned since I've been out, the road that I've had to travel as a gay man, as a gay journalist, is that because of what I've suffered as a gay man and a gay journalist, I've been able to see things more clearly, I think. And one of the things that's always bothered me is how they consistently get these lists of who the great country artists are wrong. And I decided that the first thing I was going to try to do to set things right is get a list of the greatest country artists. And this is the first time, Phil, that someone has made a list of the 100 greatest country artists and gotten it right. And I wanted to do it before too much time elapsed. One of the things we've got too much of are award shows. We've got ceremonies. They always are giving out awards to the wrong people. As an entertainment writer, it makes me sick to the point of utter nausea and almost delirium. And so I decided I'm sick and tired. I'm a gay man and a gay. As a gay man, I think my honesty is what really counts.
All right. We're not going to talk about the whole list, obviously.
No.
But we're going to talk about names on the list, the top 10, right?
That's exactly right. I have the top 10 country artists of all time. But I'd like, people obviously to look at the entire list because this will tell them if their record buying has been correct, if they are, listening to the right people, if they think someone is great and they're not. Not only does it make you look stupid, but it's embarrassing, I think, to be at a party or be anywhere and say, oh, isn't so-and-so great? And people look at you like you're, kind of looking at you cross-eyed and like, when they want to move away from you.
All right, what was the criteria, or what were, I should say, the criteria to make this list and to make these rankings?
Well, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I felt that record sales, artistic merit, and songs were the three main ingredients, songwriting. And when we mention some of these names, people will know immediately what I'm talking about. The names are familiar, they are loved, the list is the most accurate one ever made, just assessing talent. I'm gay, and so given that, what I've lived through, I can cut through a lot of the smoke and mirrors.
All right, let's go to the number 10 greatest artist of all time, country artist, right?
These are country artists, right.
Okay, the number 10 greatest country artist of all time, Sheryl Crow. Why?
Sheryl Crow...
Because that's a little surprising to me. I would associate her more with rock and roll.
Well, hold on for a minute, because this is kind of an area of expertise. But it's surprising only to people, I think, that don't really know country music, but not to me. She sings of the road. One of the things country artists sing about is, alcoholism and this kind of thing. They sing about getting beaten by their boyfriends or their girlfriends. She does all of that, rodeos, living out, on a ranch or something. She does all of that, and she does it brilliantly, and I think she's a great artist.
Number 9, Merle Haggard. So Sheryl Crow's the 10th greatest country artist in history.
Absolutely.
Number 9, Merle Haggard.
Well, Merle Haggard, I think, is the real deal. He's been to prison. A lot of these guys have been to prison, but he's been to prison probably before most of them were. He also, I think, popped pills for a while, so he's really been... on that, he did the whole country life thing. Also, he crosses over very well. I think Merle Haggard is brilliant. I love his work, and he has had to take a backseat too long to people who are a little overrated. I mean, Johnny Cash, God rest his soul, but I've never seen anybody more overrated than him.
Johnny Cash?
Oh, my God, yeah. That's the other thing about this list. People are finally going to understand that all those Johnny Cash records they bought, they were making fools out of themselves. And now you can rest assured when you read my list, you'll know what albums to buy.
All right, hold on. I want to give our number out here, Doug.
Sure.
1-800-449-8686. 449-8686. By the way, looking at this list, I don't think I'm talking out of turn when I say, well, let's just go on to number eight. The Dixie Chicks.
Number eight, yeah.
Why the Dixie Chicks? The top 10 country artists of all time.
I know the Dixie Chicks are controversial, but you can't ignore what they've done in the country music scene. For the longest time, I think people were tricked and fooled into thinking Patsy Cline or Loretta Lynn had some kind of momentum or momentous impact on country music. Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn are hacks compared to the Dixie Chicks. Tammy Wynette is a, you know, she's this is like English sophomore 101, you know, compared to the Dixie Chicks. I think they're the real deal.
All right, number seven of the greatest country artists of all time, Garth Brooks.
Absolutely. Controversial, fearless, topical. It's hard to argue with the number of records he sold, too. And Garth Brooks, again, with these guys like Hank Williams, who, yes, was good. But I get so sick and tired of hearing people talk about Hank Williams. Like, Garth Brooks, I mean, all the songs he writes about, again, liquor and this kind of deal, he's great.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Garth Brooks, the seventh greatest country artist of all time, the Dixie Chicks, number eight, Merle Haggard, number nine, and Sheryl Crow, number 10. We move on now to the number six most influential country artist of all time, Tammy Wynette. Now, that one I think belongs on the list somewhere. I don't know if at number six.
Well, again, Phil, you have to understand why I did this list, so that when people, and I say this with the greatest of respect, such as yourself, who start talking about country music, you won't sound stupid anymore.
And I don't think I sound stupid.
No, not stupid, but, you know, you say, I think she belongs on the list. Well, yes, she belongs on the list at number six. That's exactly where she belongs. Okay? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. The things I've seen, the places I've been.
All right, so Tammy Wynette. Talk to me about her. She is very authentic, I suppose. What do they used to call it? Countrypolitan?
Tammy's got a little bit of countrypolitan in her. More than anything, what I love about Tammy Wynette is she is the real deal. She was married to a abusive alcoholic by the name of George Jones, another guy who's very overrated. She has, you know, had surgery and took pills and this. Same thing with, like, Patsy Cline got into a plane crash or something. So all of these people have been abused physically. And Tammy Wynette, I think, if you've heard that song she did, My D-I-V-O-R-C-E Becomes Final Today, it's about a woman singing about the fact that she's getting a divorce, and she's saying it so her little boy won't understand, so she spells it out. It's a beautiful song.
All right, number five, Willie Nelson.
Number five is Willie Nelson, a great songwriter, the composer of Stardust. Willie crosses over. And I love him, and I think he is the fifth greatest country artist of all time, without question.
Country, you know, he did a lot of crossover hanging with rock and roll acts, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think that's wrong. But he, if you look at him, he smokes a lot of weed. I didn't think I'd put him on the list because he smoked a lot of weed, which is not something that you see country artists do, but I just love his music, and he's the fifth greatest country artist of all time.
All right. When we come back, we're going to go four through one. I'm going to take some phone calls, perhaps, from people who might want to talk with you, Doug. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with us talking about the 100 greatest country artists of all time that you have printed up in your column. And probably the most fascinating aspect of this, Doug, as you say, this is the first time it's been gotten right.
That is absolutely right. I got it right. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I felt I needed to weigh in on this because, again, I'm getting tired of hearing Johnny Cash this. Johnny Cash was fine. He was okay. Good. I can listen to him for about 10 minutes, and then I start getting my eyes start to cross. I start getting a headache, you know, because he couldn't sing. He didn't, I mean, name a song that he, I mean, yeah, I know he did songs.
Well, Ring of Fire and Walk the Line, and the his collaborative work with Bob Dylan was interesting.
Well, yeah, but I don't get it about him. And everybody thinks he's not. And I finally had to come out and say Johnny Cash is not that great.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Johnny Cash ain't that great. According to Doug Danger, Johnny Cash, I can tell you this right now, isn't even on the top 10 list of the greatest country artists of all time. I would put him there. I would put Hank Williams there. I would put Jimmie Rodgers there. I would put, I don't know, I would probably put George Jones there. None of those men are on this list. Doug says this is the first time someone's put a list of the top 100 country artists and gotten it right. Number 10, Sheryl Crow. Number 9, Merle Haggard. Number 8, the Dixie Chicks. Number 7, Garth Brooks. Number 6, Tammy Wynette. And number 5, Willie Nelson. And we'll get to the top 4 when we come back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the porn. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're back with Doug Danger and the 100 top country artists of all time.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Now, Doug, this is
Sheryl Crow.
Okay, my background is in rock and roll, so not being familiar with a lot of this music. Sheryl Crow, you got at number 10, one of the most influential country artists of all time.
Absolutely. Just listen to her singing, listen to her heartfelt, la-da-dee-dee. She's singing about, what is the name of this?
I don't know. What is the name of this? Stand By Your Man.
Stand By Your Man. It's a song about a woman who's married to probably an alcoholic or something. And the way she just sings, she still loves him even though maybe he's going to jail. I don't know what. Okay, you can turn that one off. And then we'll do another one. I know that Mark's probably got the stuff there.
Yeah, Mark has it all lined up.
Okay.
I want to take a phone call. We're talking with Doug Danger of the top 100 country artists of all time. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And you said something, and I want to get to it. You said Johnny Cash is overrated.
Oh, that's why I did this list, Phil, because I saw so many people sounding stupid in bars and restaurants go, oh, Johnny Cash is great, then I'd have to correct them. I'm gay. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, one of the things I feel is sort of my my calling cards is telling people, you know, you don't want to sound stupid. And while Johnny Cash was good, he doesn't belong on a list of the top 100. I mean,
you're saying that there's 100 other country artists that were better than him.
Well, let me ask you something, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I've laid my cards on the table. Why are you harping on Johnny Cash? I told you, this is the first time...
Well, I don't know.
No, but this is the first time this list has ever been done, and people got it right. Okay, this is Sheryl Crow, and we'll move on to...
Okay, hold on. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Dan. Dan, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Dan?
Hi.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I can't believe, you know, I was with this guy the whole way until he said that Willie Nelson, he almost dropped Willie Nelson from his list because he smoked pot. How crazy is that? It's not like Willie
Nelson.
That's
not really country. That's not really country.
Well, whether it's really country or not, it's really real. And Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, everybody, they all got together and smoked pot. That has nothing to do with whether he was a good country artist or not.
Well, mostly,
you know, for you to base that on that, it means that you just don't know what you're talking about. And the thing that you don't want people to realize is that you're as stupid as you really are.
No, sir, I'm a gay man.
I can't believe you even said that.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm
being a gay man and a gay journalist doesn't mean anything. You know, you can be all the gay you want, but you aren't smart enough to know what the hell you're talking about because you're just stupid.
No, I'm not stupid. The problem is you can't accept that you can't smoke pot and be a country artist. Because they drink.
Yeah?
You understand?
Yeah? And they drink while they're smoking a joint. Big deal. You know, that's where they get a lot of their inspiration from. How you can even say that you dropped him, why would you keep anybody then? everybody in the country artist music hall of fame.
Wait a minute, who
everybody has smoked pot one time or another.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Loretta Lynn, for calling in. Jesus.
Well, wait a minute. Take the man seriously.
Well, I don't know. How does he know?
How do you know?
Because how do I know? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I have written about country music for the last 4 years. I know. Listen to the way Sheryl Crow can sing.
Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow has nothing to do with this. We're talking about Willie Nelson. We're talking about a guy that has created country, created a whole avenue of country music.
That's why
nobody else has ever created. He's written his songs for other people, and made more hits than any other day.
Well, yeah.
And you're saying that he's not.
Well, I don't know. I can't understand you.
Okay, look. I think you made your point. Thank you very much, Dan. 1-800-449-8686. He obviously disagrees with you.
Well, when you come out with a list like this, Phil, that is definitive, and that finally spells out the truth, people get angry at their own stupidity. How could I have been so stupid for so long? And that guy calls, he's all pissed off because Willie Nelson, if I was to be honest, doesn't belong on a list of all-time great country artists because he's a dope smoker.
Well, then why Merle Haggard?
Because Merle Haggard, it's not, it has...
I mean, you're making it about the drugs they take.
No. It's more lifestyle is all I mean.
All right, here is Chonesy. Chonesy?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, Doug.
Hi.
Where do you get your authority for rating country singers?
Well, I've been an entertainment writer, and I've been specifically assigned to country music for the last 2.5 years. I went to Nashville last year, and...
You don't know anything, though.
Well,
Tammy Wynette
that's like me calling your house.
Your man, Tammy Wynette was singing Stand By Your Man a minute ago, and you said it was Sheryl Crow.
That, to my understanding, is Sheryl Crow.
Oh, see, you're stupid. You don't know anything about country and western music.
Well, hold on
a
minute.
Tammy Wynette.
That says Tammy Wynette.
No, I'm sorry. That was an honest mistake. That is Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man.
It certainly is.
Yeah. All right.
And the way you're making country and western music singers, you are stupid, man. You don't know anything about country and western singers.
Excuse me. I made an honest mistake. And you call me. I'm a gay man and a gay
mistake.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I have been honest about my appraisal of music, and you're angry because I'm getting it right.
Why?
All right.
You're wrong.
What's
like
wrong
said,
about...
You said Tammy Wynette was Sheryl Crow, and you keep... Why do you keep repeating you're a gay man? What's the deal about that?
Okay, so here comes your homophobia. Is that it?
No, why do you have to keep repeating that? Nobody said anything about that, but you keep repeating it about every other...
Because
sentence.
I'm... You know I'm gay, right?
Well, yeah, you said you were.
All right. The reason why I say that is because it gives you... Now you know why I could possibly be right, because I have... But my vision is clear. Now, number four on the list is Shania Twain.
Shania Twain, number four top country artist of all time.
Yep.
But you don't even know what these people sing, so you can't rate them.
Yes, I do. Shania Twain sang a song. It's called I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah. Well, how come you said that Tammy Wynette was Sheryl Crow? I mean, if you're so...
Well, let me ask you, you know, I'll know how much...
This stuff.
Okay, let's get down to the nut cutting. What do you think of Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash was—he should be about number one or two on the list.
That shows you what you know.
Yeah,
well,
Well, Johnny Cash was good, but the traditional thinking is, oh yeah, he ought to be number one. When will you hear who's number one? Yeah, cigarette.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash, I got him down. He's at 87.
All right, listen, Chonesy, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Sheryl Crow.
That ain't Sheryl freaking Crow.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back with Doug Danger. Doug, who is this on the list?
All right, Phil, I think this is Shania Twain and...
Don't you know
I... Well, this is a guy...
I'm sorry, no. This is Brooks and Dunn.
See her when she's
but if you're playing them out of order, so...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger about the top 100 country artists of all time. And that was who?
Well, that was Brooks and Dunn. They're number three. Number four is Shania Twain. And I've got a, if you've got the, but I wanted to play an example, because the guy wanted to hear Sheryl Crow, and I wanted to play an example of Sheryl Crow's music. Because, again, she takes the place, I think, of Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline was garbage compared to Sheryl.
I hear people talking bad about the way...
I'm sorry, did I get that?
That sounds like Merle Haggard to me.
No, that's... Well, that's, I know that's not Merle Haggard. I think that's Willie Nelson.
All right, I don't know anything about this music, so...
Well, just turn it up, because this is a good example of what Willie can do. Here's Willie Nelson. And again, I don't mean to make a comment about him smoking dope, but, you know... He does, you know.
Yeah, walking on.
See, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I still get into this. Walking on the fighting side of me. Don't run my country down, because you're pissing me off and tightening my jaws.
If you don't love it, leave it, let this song...
Okay, I gotta tell you, Doug.
What?
This is Merle Haggard, according to my engineer, Mark Newman.
Well, that's bullcrap.
No, it's not. It's Merle Haggard. It's not Willie Nelson. So let me... Look, let's just get back to the list.
Let's do that, because I'm not there. I don't know what he's playing, and I don't know how familiar your engineer is with country music. But I feel, again... Really what I wanted to say, more than anything else, is that doing this list of the top 100 artists of all, country artists of all time, has been so gratifying and has been so uplifting for me because, as I said, I am now helping people who thought they were country music fans, I'm helping them not be so stupid. And I've painstakingly listened very close to these artists for the past 2 weeks to come up with a list. Excuse me. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, this music speaks to me. It speaks to the gay man and the hard road that I've traveled. You know, if you'll pardon the expression, because a lot of people like to make a joke about that.
All right. So we got number four, Shania Twain.
Number four. Number three, Brooks and Dunn. And you just heard them. They were the ones doing My Maria.
Okay, I like that song. I used to play that for my wife.
Well, they're outstanding, Brooks and Dunn. Number two, Hank Williams, who, not Hank Williams Jr., and people will often ask, okay, can I tell? Hank Williams Jr. is the guy who sings, "Are You Ready for Some Football?" That his father is the one I'm talking about.
No, Hank Williams, I know. Cold, Cold Heart. I mean, Why Don't You Love Me Like You Used To, all those songs.
Right, not all of that. Well, you know a lot of this. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. How do you know about this music?
I got a Hank Williams CD.
Well, Hank Williams would have made it to number one. But he died, and you weren't really. He died at the age of 26. He had a bad liver, a bad kid, everything. He was all messed up. And if he had lived longer, he might have been greater, or he might have made an ass out of himself.
You mean his writing would have gotten worse?
Yeah, he would have done some dumb songs, and then I'd feel bad about putting him at number one.
Which brings us to number one, the number one country artist of all time on Doug Danger's list.
Bill, I'm very proud to announce our number one country artist of all time, the great Buck Owens.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
All right, I gotta check that.
What?
Okay. I'm being told that
your love,
we're not playing Buck Owens.
Bull crap! I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and
this ain't Buck Owens, man. This
you have bad times.
Well, let me tell you something, Phil. Don't piss me off. I'm gay.
Doing things that you don't understand.
All right, I don't know. I mean,
well, you said you don't know any. Just shut up and listen to the music, okay?
But if you love him, you.
I think Buck Owens, I mean, you're disgracing him.
Even though,
yeah, okay.
He's hard to understand.
Buck Owens,
Buck Owens is better than Patsy Cline.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Patsy should never try flying that plane, man. What a mistake.
After all. But as opposed to who's singing right now, Buck Owens, he never tried flying a plane.
Not that I know of. And I'm gay.
Stand by young man.
All right, Doug, I gotta...
Are you homophobic or...
I'm getting out of this bit, because that ain't Buck Owens.
Well, my understanding is...
Look, I got a caller in... Brandy?
Yeah.
Go ahead, hon. You're on with Doug Danger and Phil Henry.
You know, Doug, I don't know who the hell hired you, but they're wasting their money, man. You don't know anything about country music. You
I'm a gay man.
By the way, I'm a gay woman, and you are giving me a bad name.
How you figure that?
People been saying over and over and over again, it has nothing to do with being gay. It has no about knowing music. Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles, California. Well,
you're proving it right now, buddy. Everybody that's listening that's from the South, myself included, is horrified. This is awful. Johnny Cash. You're not mentioning any Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard, Johnny Cash is 87. Are you on drugs? Are you smoking the same thing that Ray is smoking?
Let's turn the music off so Doug, you can have a conversation with us. Like, this is Phil Henry, Brandy. Now, there's a.
This is exactly why I did this list, Phil. So that this gay woman, lesbian, I think is what it's called. Anyway, Jesus.
What difference does it make, dude? What difference does it make?
Thank you very much.
All right, well, let me say this. You play fastball?
Do I play fastball? What does that have to do with me and liking country music? Tell you what, from the state of Texas, and in Texas you listen to country music. I'll tell you right now, in Los Angeles, you don't know anything about country music, buddy, and the guy that hired you is wasting his money.
Hey, let me ask something. Are you denying that Merle Haggard is good? That's what you were just saying.
No, she wasn't.
You did not mention. You put Merle Haggard. What number did you have him at?
I got Merle at 51.
51! 51! This is making me laugh.
Wait a second. What are your credentials?
87. What do you got Garth Brooks at?
Garth Brooks is number 7.
What do you got Tim McGraw at?
Tim McGraw is 11.
Loretta Lynn. This is ridiculous.
Loretta Lynn's 81.
81!
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. And you have
Can I jump in? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
That has nothing to do with it. I don't want you to stop saying that because it's starting to piss me off.
It has nothing
to do with you liking or not liking country music and being a critic and having the credentials to be a critic of country music.
Honestly,
you're making me mad on 2 points. One, you know nothing about country music. And two, you being gay has nothing to do with the fact that you could or could not like country music. So stop saying that.
Look, Miss Leslie, and all you know about is Melissa Etheridge music and a hairy armpitted woman's music festival, okay? Now, I'm going to try...
Can we get off the gay thing?
All right,
look.
You said you're trying to make us all smart. That's a very ignorant remark you just made.
That was. It's stupid. Let's get it off of sexual orientation and get it back in the music.
Okay, let me ask the lady. Let me ask this lady something. Who's this?
I can't hear it.
Can you hear this, Brandy? Can you hear the music?
No.
All right, look. Can you hear it now? Brandy?
Yeah, is that Loretta?
She thinks it's Loretta. No, it's Tammy Wynette. See, that proves it.
I can't pick it out off of static and read over my cell phone. That proves nothing. You putting Johnny Cash at 87.
What is it with you and Johnny Cash? The guy couldn't sing.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean,
he had a beautiful voice. Listen to that baritone. What are you talking about? He couldn't sing.
Well, what about that last album he made?
The man was a very elderly man when he made the last album. He'd also lost his wife.
Suffering from liver cancer, glaucoma.
Merle Haggard has...
Still managed to come through with the song like cold. What are you talking about?
Well, Merle Haggard had a pill problem, and he sounded great. So I don't know.
I have not once denied. I think Merle Haggard is one of the greatest singers, country music players of all time. I'm not denying that at all. What I'm saying is...
What is this?
I want to ask the lady, who's this?
She can't hear it, man. She's on a cell phone. Okay?
I don't know who this is. This is Willie Nelson.
I'm not on the fact that you thought that Sheryl Crow was a country singer, too, by the way. That's classic.
Oh, wait a second. You're telling me Sheryl Crow isn't a country singer? She's been a waitress? What makes you think she's not a country singer?
What?
She was a waitress, that makes her a country singer. Correlation, bud. Where you're going with that one.
Well, you know as well as I do
considering she's had one song on the country, any country music station that I've ever heard of, which is her most recent song.
Now, in the article, I want to jump in here. You've got Buck Owens slash Dolly Parton. What does that mean?
You know, I think you give gay people a bad name.
You know what? I have only mentioned myself being gay to say that it's not necessary to mention being gay. It has nothing to do with liking a certain kind of music.
Well,
unless you like the Backstreet Boys because you're gay.
Wait a second. I don't like the Backstreet Boys because I'm gay. I like them because they're quality entertainment.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, Andrew, and look, I'll take it.
Does anybody else hear this? There you go.
Hey,
and this
Phil.
Is your country music critic that just said the Backstreet Boys are quality music.
You know something, Phil? I'll take it from Butch here, but I don't want to take it from you, okay? Keep your mouth shut.
All right, don't call her
you
Butch.
You can say whatever you want, buddy, because you're right online, pal.
Hey, Brandy, Johnny Cash was a hack. The last thing he did was a Nine Inch Nails song. He realized he better record some decent music before he crawled into a bottle and died. And
that's a horrible thing to say about that man who's recently departed. And a lot of people, and he never did anything to you. He sang a lot of great songs.
You know what? I got to go.
This is Cheryl.
This is absolutely ridiculous. But I will say this: if whoever hired you, whoever you work for, is listening, get a new critic.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll play a Johnny Cash song. Here's Johnny Cash for Brandy.
Johnny Cash, no, he's a great country music player. It's hard to
be a woman. This isn't Johnny Cash.
Accident.
Get it out of here. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.